remind you of your daily appointment with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is now time for you to pay attention like all good men. What's that old expression? Time for you to come to the aid of all good men. This is the
time for all good men.
I always come to the aid of good men.
Right.
All right. Well, Richie and I will come to the aid of good women, and so we are here.
Perfect.
Ready to go.
Got you covered.
The Thursday, the Ides of March program, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the baseball season getting underway.
I'm really excited for it this year.
Here and there. Yes.
Just got my email yesterday. my son's single A team is being chosen this week, and we start baseball practice next week.
Well, out of baseball, was 85 degrees in Washington yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
65 degrees in New York, 60 degrees in Chicago and Boston. Apparently the same is in the offing for today, and then it'll cool down a little bit to get more seasonal. But Washington, all the eastern cities were warmer than it was here, Jennifer. With
I
us
know.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's going to be the same today.
Yeah.
It was a nice day here, though, still, 65.
Danger, danger from all of the news network newscasts last night.
Global warming.
Yep. And the seas are rising. If you live on the coast and you're 4 feet, like I'm just trying to figure how far I am from the beach here, am I up 4 feet? I think I'm up about 12 or 14 feet.
From sea level?
Yeah. I'm safe for another 30 years.
Good. And hey, I have to tell you something funny about that.
Washed away, yes.
And I didn't even know that it would be such a big story on the news yesterday, but I follow Rob Marciano, who's the meteorologist and hottie, on CNN.
Yeah.
And he has been bragging for weeks about the nice weather. So I finally, tweeted him.
Where they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tweeted yesterday saying, okay, Rob, is this a weather pattern or is this warm winter global warming? Do you know what he actually wrote back?
Yeah.
Do you know what he said? I can't answer that in 140 characters. You know what? You're an expert. You can try. Give me a little bone. Why don't you? Throw
little.
Me a bone, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. And he almost, I mean, doesn't that seem snide, like he's snippy?
Snide.
Yeah.
With
he's
a snide
unfollowing you, meteorologist
remark.
Hottie pants.
It's kind of the same remark as Ashley Judd, or the same tone.
Why?
When
what
responding,
did Ashley Judd do?
Well, there is a lot of speculation she has had some plastic surgery because she appears to look differently in this new
puffy.
Show. That she's puffier than has been the case.
She hasn't gained weight. Like, her body's still the same, but her face is puffier. So
why would anybody
saying,
get plastic surgery to make her look puffy?
Well, I don't think that she did get a full
puffy.
Plastic surgery under the knife procedure. I think she got injections, which a lot of celebrities think looks good. I don't know. But they inject, like, silicone packets into your face to make you look more
youthful. I think her problem is that she's been a big smoker for a long time, and that takes its toll on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're trying to look the part. She has this new show that starts tonight, I think, doesn't it?
It does.
This new
Missing.
TV show on
yeah.
tonight?
It's called Missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. She's a 10-year retired spy that comes back into the business.
Right, looking
to
her
save her son.
For
right?
her son, yeah.
Right? Yeah, got a lot of good promotion, so we'll see where all of that goes. And meanwhile, later in the hour, Jennifer will update us on some other television stories. What do you have that's hot?
Oh, my gosh. We have lots of stuff that's hot. We'll talk a little bit about luck. Plus, CBS renewed 18 shows yesterday.
Oh,
I'll tell you which ones.
Yep.
I know that's big for them. Usually they renew like three and bring in all new ones.
Yeah.
Plus, Marie Osmond has a new show, and I'll give you the details.
All right.
It's American Idol.
It's called Pee on Stage.
Yeah, there it is. That was a good story, though.
Yeah, that's
right,
cute.
So,
that's cute.
At any rate, and also American Idol, what's going on there in a moment or two. Right now, though, focus on this Coney 2012 documentary that has virally hit the explosive status on the web. The filmmaker was on the Today Show and he said, I'm not going to apologize for trying to put a human face on this horrible conflict. And it's interesting because, well, consider the source. It was Ann Curry who did the interview. So you can't figure it's going to be, the questions are either going to be very pensive or very deep. At any rate, this thing has been one of the good atrocities. I use that in a sort of oxymoronic way. The good thing is that we now know about it. This guy's been at it for a long, long time. And somebody said in a blog yesterday, if this happened in San Diego or New York, that is 200 children get abducted and they are then turned around and are forced to kill their parents, it would be all over the news. So why is it, this guy asks, it isn't in the news at all anywhere, never mind there, or in Europe, or here. And one wonders what the answer to that question is. He's right. If it happened in any big city here or any place, it would be the talk for the year. And this has been going on where this guy has abducted hundreds, if not thousands, of children for decades, has either sold them into slavery as sex slaves. He's killed the kids that put up any fuss, and the ones that he could train, he turned them around. The first thing he had to do to prove their allegiance, go back to their house and kill their parents. I mean, what kind of monster doesn't get away with it? And in fact, apparently, all of the world leaders know about this guy and have known about him and have just chosen, it's Africa, who cares?
I mean, that happens all the time in Africa, though.
Sure.
Look at the crimes on women there.
Well, so then why
nobody talks about that
either? When we get upset about blacks being upset about the way they're treated, they're right. They are treated as second class. The whole continent is treated as a second class continent.
I think people think of it as such a big problem, they don't even know how to go in and fix it. And because there aren't any...
That's an excuse.
No, but I think
it's not that big a problem. You go send the SEALs in and you pop this guy. What's
the
big deal?
Well, I agree with you, but I think because there aren't any interests
over there... What are you laughing at?
That's your answer to everything.
That is my answer to this guy. Yes. You go in and you pop him. End of story. And all the people that are around him. For somebody who loves life and respects life,
you don't
I have
think
no
one of
respect.
These kids that's been with him for 20 years or 15 years would try to take over for him?
Well,
then you send the SEALs back and pop it.
I don't know, but you're just being devil's advocate in trying to be.
I'm not being devil's advocate.
Yes, you are.
Well, then,
Mr. Smarty Pants, how do you fix it?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a long-term fix of educating the people so that they have something more, and then get them some kind
people
of.
People over where?
The problem in Africa is that there's nothing to do.
How are you
going to
educate those people?
They have nothing.
Who's going
to
pay for it? You going
to
pay for it? America going to pay for it?
Hey, man, what are we paying? What are we giving Africa now?
We give the dictators in Africa billions and billions of dollars for them to keep so that they'll be our friends, so that they'll let us build bases on their soil and their lands and their country. That's why. That's what we do. That's what we do. Am I wrong? No.
No, we do that.
Yeah, we do. So how much of that money could we use to educate the populations of these countries?
You know... It's funny.
Help them educate themselves.
Yesterday you were talking about how irresponsible it is for us to be giving birth to children on an already crowded
planet.
Overpopulated, yes. and it's irresponsible for us to do this.
That's what I said. You're right.
And, you know, I sat there and I thought about that a bit. And
did you?
In the United States and in, I guess, most of the modern countries, Europe, what's the average family? 2.5 kids.
In Europe, it's less than it is in America. It's less in every country except Italy, I think, and Spain.
Okay, so it's, you know, a couple
way
of kids.
Less.
You figure 2.5 kids.
Yeah.
But these are the countries where the problem is. I mean, and in India.
12.
Yeah.
And Israel.
And
when I was in Israel, the average family's got 8
really?
Children. 8! They want to populate to make sure that some nut bird from Syria or from Iran or someplace doesn't blow up the country and there's none left.
But Israel's a small country, so, yeah, you know, still while I'll be a little crazy, it's no big deal on the big global, you know, scene. But, I mean, look at India. Look at Africa. I mean, you've been through Africa. You've walked through, you know.
It's pretty gross stuff.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
But you can't just tell these people you're being irresponsible because they're being raped.
They don't know that they're being... they aren't being irresponsible. The people who are supposedly the leaders of the country set it up so they don't educate anybody. Everybody's hungry. They control the means of production of everything.
Sure.
Remember when Michael Jackson... I mean, I saw this when I was over there once. Remember the... what was it? 1984 when they had the first Christmas offerings, $84 million worth of stuff be sent to Africa, food, clothing, that sort of thing. Never got to anybody. The food rotted on the
docks. Yeah.
The clothing that was sent over was burned. And so all of that stuff was done because these people, I remember one guy said, one of the dictators said, well, we can't take it in because it'll affect the value of the products that we make in our country. They make anything there. And yet, who did anything about it at the end of the day? It was a, and nobody knew about it back here. Everybody was happy because they gave to the cause. people naively put the stuff on boats, ship it over there, gets taken off.
Yeah, everybody wants to be the good guy and help out. You know?
Right.
Yeah, so what do we do? Should we just forget it and be isolationists and go, they're a problem? Yeah. Or do we try and somehow educate them so that they can build themselves up? I mean, you know, the thing I find interesting is you look in some of these Middle East countries, and they have the technology to where they can, and in Asia, where they can kind of learn about what's going on in the outside world and say, I don't have to take this anymore. But you go down to Africa, and, man, they got nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Zero.
They have no clue of what's going on outside their borders, outside their little world.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn discussing the issues of the day. Hello, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is now time for me to underscore an important announcement that began on this program this week. Remember the million-bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula from last fall? Well, spring is around the corner, excuse me, and it's time for giveaway number two. You should know by now how important it is for you to take care of your prostate. And for ladies, the gentleman in your life needs to take care of his prostate more often than not. You are the person that helps with that because it helps you, especially at night. Getting on to the Master Prostate Formula will fix those bad sleeping habits. You have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. This fixes that. I mean, it fixes it. And because it works, once you get onto this thing, you stay with it because you want to keep everybody happy. You want to keep peace in the family, right? 12 key ingredients in Master Prostate promote healthy prostate function, and that mostly means restful sleep. Here's the best part. Try Master Prostate, join a million other people, and pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Free bottle on its way to you. 800-421-1712. I take this stuff and sleep well. You can as well. And again, ladies, most of the time, the operators tell the people that I'm working with that more calls come from women than from men. And I guess that's understandable. Whatever the circumstance, call now and get on to the free million bottle. You're not going to get a million bottles. You're going to get one of the million. You're one in a million with this Master Prostate giveaway. 800-421-1712. Listen carefully to the number. Call now for details on the Master Prostate incredible giveaway. 800-421-1712.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. Three sets of D'Addario electric strings, $9. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
...2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American Idol, I can beat.
Oh, I wanted to jump right into Joshua here because he does a really good job.
Joshua Ledet singing When a Man Loves a Woman from last night's American Idol. Songs from the year of these people's birth apparently is the theme. This is a good song. Richie was watching it off and on, said this was a good performance. The highlight of the evening, however, was not singing. It was an explanation about Jermaine Jones and his criminal history. TMZ apparently, Jennifer, uncovered information about this guy. He had multiple run-ins with the law, repeatedly lied
to police. Last year, that's the thing. It was it was just last year, 2011.
Apparently got into a fight at a Howard Johnson hotel and gave the police a fake name.
Yeah, both of his violations, he did that, yep.
Nuisance and all that kind of stuff. He was pulled over in New Jersey. But his father said that he and Jermaine have had an ongoing relationship over the years, even though somebody else said that his father had disappeared from his life.
And contacted him when he saw him on American Idol. There were a lot of lies going on. And I guess he didn't tell the producers about any of them. And he wasn't even really supposed to be in this part of the show. He was kicked out and then brought back as a 25th person in the...
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the surprise vote. Everybody loved him. And then he ended up in the final 12 because of the public vote. So the public really had a soft spot for
this
guy.
It was the big dude with the soft voice.
They call him the gentle giant. I guess he's not that gentle, though.
All right, so here is Orion explaining how the folks at American Idol forced Jermaine Jones out.
So earlier in the show, we told you that one of our finalists had to be eliminated from the competition due to information that just surfaced with the help of law enforcement. I can now tell you that person is Jermaine Jones. Our executive producer sat down with him just last night. Take a look at this.
Hi, Jermaine.
Hello.
How are you doing, man? Just sit down there for a moment, mate. Thank you.
Jermaine, there's a number of things been going on this week with stories that have been told, have not been told. And we've been given further information that I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
In March of last year, you were criminally charged, giving a fake name to the police of Joel Jones. In November of last year, again, you were criminally charged and you gave him a fake name of Kareem Watkins. You didn't disclose those charges to us.
There are four active warrants out for you, actually,
to be honest, Jermaine, which surprised us, to be truthful. You know, we're not judgmental at all. Lots of kids come to us that have problems. It's part and parcel of what kids go through today, and we know that. If they come clean with us and tell us at the beginning, we can help them. But you did know that you were incumbent to tell us the truth about all of this, and it appears that you just haven't on any level.
And what happened with what we're told was a fight?
It wasn't a fight. I wasn't fighting. What happened was I had fell down the steps carrying my bags, and the police and the paramedics came because I actually couldn't walk. I had screws in my foot.
I see.
But we weren't. Nobody was fighting.
Why were you charged?
Me and one of my other friends had a disagreement. But it wasn't like there was any fists fighting or any, like, you know, anything like that.
Why couldn't you tell us any of this beforehand?
I mean, I just was scared, nervous. I didn't want to get judged. I didn't want to get penalized for, you know, anything that happened in the past. I was just hoping that I could just pay it, you know, and get it taken care of.
Yeah.
And if this didn't work out that way.
Well, the fact is,
right,
we
so
are not allowed.
We got the deal. So that's the end. It's kind of a sad. Yeah, that sounds kind of sad.
Have the right. World by, yeah, you
lots
could
of,
anything.
The reality was, drama. If he were anywhere in the entertainment industry except American Idol, they wouldn't care.
Yeah, right. Look
they
at these
celebrated,
bums.
Actually.
The, all these guys that are in trouble all the time who are what do you call it?
Punks.
Well, they're punks, but I mean, they do all of the, I was going to say doo-wop.
Yeah.
They were the punks 50 years ago, 28 after the hour.
Hey, sweetheart, it's Mom. I haven't heard from you in a few days, and I'm starting to get worried. So, would you just give me a call back or send me a text? At least let me know you're all right.
ABC Tonight. Whoever took her son...
I will find him. He knows I will never give up.
...is about to discover vengeance is a mother.
We're not having CIA personnel running their own agenda.
I am not CIA. I am a mother looking for her son.
Ashley Judd stars in Missing. The search begins tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Speaking of teams, the first professional baseball team in America was, you fill in the blank, for the Swell Prize. As we get excited about baseball getting started again, spring begins next week, spring training well underway, the games are being played. So your job is to identify the first professional baseball team in America. 800-5-
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7, with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life.
but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Chief, is back from her trip to Las Vegas and has a bandage around her ear, her hip. Her legs are all tied
pinky.
Up.
The pinky on my left hand.
Tough shape. If you are having a tough time this week, remember the only thing that stands between you and what you want from your life is simply your will to climb up the mountain. You know that old climb every mountain, but that really is what you got to do to pursue your dreams. You've got to climb. You've got to believe. You've got to instinctively think, okay, that's possible. And it's harder for some than for others because a lot of people have been into lack and they just think, oh, it's not there for me. You can have anything on earth that you want. There's nothing that says you can't create something. Look at all, again, the great examples here in our country and anywhere, place around the world where the opportunity presents itself for relationships and new jobs and businesses and all kinds of new ways of thinking. Instead of relying on somebody else to do your thinking for you, think for yourself. You know how we always say, Richie, there are a lot of people that parrot, especially on the political talk shows, they parrot what they hear other people saying instead of original thinking.
Most of the media is that way now.
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's kind of stuck. So forget about that. Be someone who has an inner conviction, and then you'll have what you need. All of us have gotten through problems, over problems. And, you know, it may be that you don't have all of the prosperity that you'd like right now, but you do have probably people that are close to you, that appreciate you, that love you. And those are the people to keep in your mind as you think. A lot of times, I think yesterday we were talking about how you set aside a moment or two every day just to chill out, to zone out, to move away from. And I know it's easier said than done, but you can do it. You just have to set your mind on it. It's all about the mind. So with that in mind, I repeat the question as we are thinking about baseball, the beginning of the baseball season. It's kind of cool. Little League teams are getting started. As a matter of fact, we got a story today at DougSteffen.com, sort of a follow-up from something earlier in the week when we were talking about the large donation that was given to a Little League team here in California by a strip club.
Yeah, we were excited they took it.
No, they didn't. Well, evidently.
No, they didn't.
You know what has happened? This is what's wrong. Again, the news media is so focused on this and so got people worked up about it. Here's a Little League, and the poll today at DougStephan.com sort of focuses on this. Should a Little League keep a donation that would have saved their season if the money came from a strip club? A, why not? They're part of the community. B, maybe, as long as they don't have to put the strip club's name on their shirts. C, I don't think so. Seems inappropriate. D, absolutely not. Well, the story at DougStephan.com that you can read there, the team took the money earlier in the week, and now they've decided not to keep the money, even though it would save their season, because it came from a strip club. I think that's narrow-minded. It's foolish. What does it teach the kids? I mean, under the circumstances. What does that teach children? It's you know what it is? It's back to the sex is bad stuff.
I don't...
What?
Can I get a little bit more information?
Yes, you can go to DougStephan.com and read the whole story there, Richie.
I'm going to go there right now.
And then you'll, after we do Roberta, and
what's
you'll
save.
Yeah, okay. Well, they don't have the money to go in the bus, apparently, from one town to another, that kind of stuff.
So it's a travel
league.
Okay.
But I think you should read the story at DougStephan.com, and then you can brief us on it after Roberta has today's deals from the Queen of Cheap. Lots of good
She's
things.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving.
Here we are, the queen of cheap.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
The queen of cheap. Back from business in Las Vegas. And how do you save money in Las Vegas? Don't gamble.
I thought you were going to say don't go.
Don't gamble. That's how you save money in Las Vegas. Okay, let's start with Arby's. If you like Arby's, they're Reuben sandwiches. I love Reuben sandwiches. You got a coupon for buy one, get one free. And you'll find it at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com. Baskin Robbins has buy one Sunday, get one, not quite for free, but for 99 cents. That's a new principal coupon, and we have the link for you. As you know, South by Southwest is going on right now. In fact, my boy Bruce gave the opening speech yesterday at South by Southwest and did an awesome jam there.
What is that?
South by Southwest is in Austin, Texas, and it's a huge music and film festival.
Uh-huh.
There. So a lot of new music comes out of South by Southwest. And if you can't be there, you can get the new music that is there free from Amazon. So it's a really great deal. So go to Amazon and you'll get it free. We have the link for you. We also have 25 free songs on iTunes. Again, the link is on the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com. And if you like Clarins products, I love the Clarins Face Brightener products. You can get a free sample of the Clarins Extra Firming Day Cream absolutely free, so you can check it out. And here's another way to save money, Doug. You know, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. You could go to stores with low prices but not great products, or stores with healthy products but very expensive prices. But Vitacost.com has natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins, supplements, all at up to 50% off. And orders over $49 ship for free. So what you get is whole food products at Walmart prices. Just think of it as Mominomics. So take your shopping list of Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Jennifer Horn comes along in a few minutes with the television update, including the new shows, or the shows being renewed by CBS, the 24 movie. People are thinking about that. Speaking of ways of saving money, how many people have been to McUndies.com?
Huh?
M-C.
I have to say I have not.
U-N-D-I-E-S. All right, right now, Richie is checking out the Little League story at DougStephan.com. McUndies. And their mission statement. Check it out, McUndies. I'll let Roberta and Jennifer, this is a perfect assignment for them. They can check it out. Meanwhile, our 2020 news quiz question, I will repeat it because I jumped into it and got through it quickly. The baseball season, we're thinking about baseball. It's cool. It's exciting. So I just want to kind of go back to this day in 1869 in our country, when the first professional baseball team played its first game. Who or what was the first professional baseball team in America? I will give you a hint. The team still exists. 800 510 8255 of the Swell Prize. Identify
its current name. Or is it a different city?
Yeah, no, it's the same city and the name's close.
Okay.
Don't ask too many questions, Richie. 800-510-8255. As George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie, so I'd rather not answer the question for fear of incriminating myself.
He was the last politician that said that.
He was. Sorry. Okay, so anyway. The first professional baseball team in America playing today, 1869 is the year. What's the name of the team? 800-510-8255. What the heck's the story with your cousin, Roberta?
Yeah, Splitsville.
Oh, really? He's leaving Jenny?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
No.
Apparently, Roberta's not saying anything. But, yeah, they are getting divorced. And there is a...
I didn't want to talk about it.
A lot of rumor.
Peter Fasinelli, who we're talking about.
Right, Peter Fasinelli and Jenny Garth. And there was supposed to be another person involved, but the couple came out together yesterday and said no third parties were involved in our split.
Really? Can we believe that? We like Jenny Garth.
I like them both.
Been here a number of times to talk with Roberta.
And married 11 years, a long time.
So he's in Twilight, right? Isn't that why he has become big time?
He's the bigger star now. It used to be that she was the one. She had a lot of success on Beverly Hills 90210, Dancing with the Stars, a couple of sitcoms along the way.
He's done a bunch of movies and a bunch of TV and stuff.
Twilight made him really famous.
Right.
Okay, so Roberta, thanks for that update.
All right, so back to the Little League.
Oh, I'm not saying anything because he's family.
Okay. Good for you, Roberta. Stick up for the cousin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, Roberta, your chance now then to review the McUndies website.
How do you spell it? I'm looking for it.
MCUNDIES.com. MCUNDIES.
Big U.
Big U.
Okay. I'm coming up with McUndies music profile with Beer Gut McUndies.
Oh, wait a minute.
With Davos.
Hold on,
McUndies.
Wait a minute. Whoop. I made a mistake. It's M-E undies. Me undies. Not
me.
I didn't have my glasses on.
McUndies,
I'm looking me.
McUndies was way better.
Me undies.
I'm thinking of like Golden Arches underwear.
All right, so
check
me undies out.
Oh,
right?
That's the world's most comfortable underwear in that case.
How do you know?
That's what the website said.
Oh, okay. You found the
most
website.
Comfortable underwear, yes.
Right. Never buy underwear
you
in a store.
You know what? Never buy underwear if you think they're comfortable, because that's so not hot.
And I never buy underwear from a website.
Yeah.
I would
need it.
No,
I want to
look at it.
Let's see.
First.
Oh, please. You buy a package.
Should we do men or women first? We'll do women first. Let's see. What do they have for women?
All right, well, Roberta's now getting into this big time. So,
oh,
Richie,
they got thongs and
right,
boy
so
shorts
the,
and briefs. Okay.
The Little League.
The Little League thing. It was a whole league that was in trouble, not just one team.
Ah.
And apparently the school district that owns the fields that they use had doubled their rates, or almost doubled their rates.
Nice. There's a community organization.
And the school district, they don't care, man. If the tax base goes down and the school needs to, double
their
rates.
Screw the residents some other way.
So, and then also there was a hot dog stand that they used to raise money with to help pay for the Little League thing. And apparently because of the new USDA nutritional guidelines, they were forced to shut down the hot dog stand. So they're trying to raise $65,000 to open. Yes, exactly.
What? The government says they have to sell a certain kind of a hot dog if it's going to be on public land, is that what you said?
Well, either the...
Sponsored by Oscar Mayer.
Right. I don't know whether it was the hot dog or whether the facility itself that didn't pass health
standards.
Did you
hear... We're gonna. This whole hour is now lost. Here's the headline of the day. Jennifer and I went through this a couple of hours ago. So listen to this.
You're welcome.
The Obama administration.
Here we go.
Has in the past 3 years initiated 80,000 pages of regulations to compare. During the Bush years, 20,000 pages of regulations. During the Clinton years, 8 years, 4,000 pages of new regulations. During the Reagan years, 400 pages of new regulations. So, from Ronald Reagan to today, the number of regulations introduced in the 8 years of Reagan, 400 pages of new regulations. During the Clinton era, 4 years, I'm sorry, 8 years, 4,000 pages of new regs. During the Bush years, second Bush, 20,000 pages of new regs. And in the past 3 years, 80,000 pages of new government regulations. 80,000 pages of new regulations.
Wasn't some of that the health care reform stuff?
What difference does it make? 80,000 pages of regulations? How do you digest it? It's added. Why did I get off on? Oh, because of the government suggesting.
The hot dog stand.
The hot dog stand, regulations there, and all these other things. What in the name of God do you need to have the government telling you what kind of hot dogs you can sell at the Little League stand?
I don't know whether it was the hot dog or the facility itself wasn't up to standards, but either way.
It's amazing with all these regulations that President Obama has any time to pick his March Madness teams,
here,
his bracket.
Right. Let me tweak you just a little bit more.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we have 80,000 pages of new regulations.
Yeah.
But did you hear the latest on the pink slime?
No.
That's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The government has decided to let the school districts decide whether they want ground beef
pink
without
slime.
The pink slime or with the pink slime.
How about if we just outlaw ground beef? Unless you make it yourself. Unless you grind it yourself.
Wife and I were talking about that. We're going to buy a grinder.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Meanwhile, back to the 2020 News Quiz question. Cody is in Moultrie, Alabama. No, Georgia. Hi, Cody.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoy y'all's show every morning.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you there. So what's the name of the original American professional baseball team?
Washington Senators.
That's actually an interesting guess. Not the correct guess, but here's one of your friends also in Moultrie, Terrell. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
I'm well, and you, sir?
Doing just fine this morning. Thank you.
What's the name of the team, the first professional baseball team?
Cincinnati Redlegs.
Hold on just a second. Don't go away.
They were sunburned?
Richie, turn the other side on. Heidi's in Florida. Hi, Heidi. Where'd Heidi go?
Aww.
Wait a minute. We got to get close enough. Here, let's go to St. Augustine, another Floridian. Wayne's in St. Augustine. All right, so Wayne, what's the... he's almost right. Terrell's close. What's the real name?
Red Stockings.
The Red Stockings.
Red Stockings.
The Cincinnati Red Stockings were the first. Did you look that up, or did you know it?
No, I knew it only because I was frankly an old Boston Braves fan when I lived in New England.
Yeah.
And in 1951, the National League put out a 75th anniversary history of baseball, and the Cincinnati Red Stockings were prominently displayed.
Yeah.
But the only two original franchises, Doug, at that time, of course, were the Cubs and the Braves.
Yep.
Before the Braves moved, if you know what I mean.
I know. You're an old-time Boston guy if you know about the Boston Braves.
Yes, sir.
All right, you and Whitey Bulger. Hold on a second, Wayne. We'll give you a swell prize. Before we go, Bob says it was the St. Louis Browns. Where'd you get that?
From St. Louis.
You're from St. Louis?
Right.
So just naturally... it just naturally goes that the world begins and ends at St. Louis, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right. That takes care of that. Jennifer, let's get to some of the television news, and Roberta's going to have to do her McUndies afterwards. CBS and the shows that have been renewed.
Yeah, let's talk about the CBS renewals. They renewed 18 series this year. The big news is that they renewed How I Met Your Mother, The Big Bang Theory. No surprise there, but big surprise and good news for Two Broke Girls, which this is their first season. Mike and Molly got a renewal.
Show.
No, it's a good show. I like it.
It's on at 8 o'clock. Shouldn't be there.
I like it.
Well, maybe you do, but it shouldn't be on at 8 o'clock. Keep going.
But I like it.
I know you like it. But it's
Blue Bloods, which I love Blue Bloods.
That's
all about that. That's renewed. Hawaii 5-0, Criminal Minds, CSI. The Good Wife is renewed. The Mentalist, Person of Interest. Now, what has not been renewed yet is Two and a Half Men.
Why?
No, they're in discussions. It may be renewed for two more seasons before they call it quits,
or maybe over at the end of the season. Aren't they the number
one
show?
They do. But Ashton's not signed to come back next year.
But he wants more money.
Right.
He wants $1.5 million.
Oh,
he wants what?
Come on, Ashton.
He wants what Charlie got. Charlie was getting $1.5 million, right?
And the ratings are better, so maybe he should get
so
what
that's
Charlie
what he
got.
Yes, he makes good sense. Good for him. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Pit time is 53 past the hour. This whole morning is somehow or other. Maybe it's Roberta coming back, Richie.
Yeah.
It's sort of
her fault.
Yeah,
it's my fault. It's always my fault.
We've lost control.
We lost control.
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll get it back some way, shape, or form. Tom Kreitler is here
from
the Money Pit radio program, and he's going to spend some time talking about springtime and products that are good as we prepare to kiss winter goodbye. Wasn't that bad? Where Tom is today, it's going to be, what, about 70 degrees?
Yeah, something like that. We've had a beautiful week of weather here.
Yeah, it's warmer there than it is here in Los Angeles. You figure. As many of us prepare to kiss the winter cobwebs goodbye, Kendra Johansson is here with a thought about some of those household things that will help you kick off, sort of kick into spring, kick off the spring season on the right foot. So let's listen.
Now that spring has sprung, many of us are ready to get our homes into full bloom. With the help of the Have You Tried This Yet program from P&G, you can kick the spring season into full gear thanks to some of the program's innovative products. Spring cleaning doesn't have to be daunting. With the help of high-performing products like Swiffer Duster's Extender, you can trap and lock up to 3 times more dust than a feather duster, giving you a spring break from extra dusting. P&G's Cascade Action Packs can also help your daily routine blossom by rinsing away residue while powering away 24 hours stuck-on food. And as we say farewell to the cold season, treat lingering coughs and sniffles with Vicks Nature Fusion, providing powerful cold symptom relief in a formula that is free of alcohol, artificial dyes, and gluten, giving you more time to enjoy the warmer weather. You can also catch brand demonstration videos conducted by Mythbusters host Carrie Byron, showing the everyday science behind some of P&G's innovative products. This month, she's highlighting Dawn Power Clean, the power of an overnight soak in just 5 minutes. For more, log on to pgtryit.com. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
All right, so spring cleaning, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit radio program, and whether or not it is daunting or isn't daunting, there are all kinds of things. Every year, you come up with some hot new things. What's the hottest thing and the easiest thing to help you clean things up as we begin to try to brush away all the winter stuff and throw open the windows, throw up the sash,
yep,
and have some fun?
Well, I'll tell you, here's something that's fun. You know, this is the time when we use a lot of cleaning products, but you don't have to. If you think about it, years ago, Doug, when our parents were growing up and our grandparents were growing up, they didn't always head to the store to buy a pre-made solution,
right,
to clean their house. They made,
yeah,
their own.
Yep.
And you can still do that today, and it can be natural and safe. You know, if you want to make, for example, copper polish, that's something that I think has a lot of chemicals in it, you can make that with just fresh lemon juice and salt. Fresh lemon juice and salt sprinkled on the bottom of a copper or a covered pan will eat away all of the tarnish.
Lemons are really amazing for all kinds of things, are they not, when it comes to cleaning?
Well, they really are, because, of course, they smell great, but the acid in the lemon does a great job when it mixes with the salt and taking away the tarnish. Glass cleaner, very easy. White vinegar and water. Quart of water, tablespoon of white vinegar, cleans the glass, does a great job.
Isn't there a song, a spoonful of vinegar makes the medicine go down?
You know, you can even make a furniture polish out of lemon juice and vegetable oil. You can use a half a cup of lemon juice, 1 cup of vegetable oil, or even olive oil will work, and that makes a real nice furniture polish.
I got news for you, Tom. Olives are vegetables.
Oh, well, okay. Then that makes perfect sense.
Yes, certainly does.
But we've got a whole list of natural cleaning products on our website at moneypit.com if you're interested.
Here's Joe, who's planning to buy a condo, but the exterior walls have a lot of cracks. Seller says the homeowners are associate is responsible. He's worried. What should he do?
Wow. You know, that's easy to blame it on the association, but if there's a dispute between what you were responsible for and what the association is responsible for, I would not buy that house until that was straightened out. That is a very clear line of demarcation, and everybody needs to know what side they're on.
Keep on walking down the road, Joe. Tom Kreitler, check out moneypit.com. DougStefan.com has Tom's picture on it. Marvelous. 59.